Newspaper
of that or some. And she's like in charge of these religious questions normally. She said, my first time in this place and this is very She wanted to ask her some like not so philosophical questions so that she understands it more. She said that she heard that you came to India in 20 years and then you're sold and this was like your
Why did I go to India? For a devotee of Krishna, India or America or anywhere, it's all the same. Because he has to serve Krishna. I had joined this Krishna conscious movement in England, where I was born. But I actually went to India originally because I needed to live in a warm climate for health reasons. But I take it as Krishna's arrangement because I've been able to learn many of the things about the culture and philosophy of Krishna consciousness. And I'm now writing some books to present some of these features for our devotees in the Western world.
She knows that you already printed some books?
I've published a few books, yeah.
And what time it's like, how much time it's taken?
Well, different books take different amount of time. The main book I'm working on now, I've been working seriously on it for 1 year, and I think it may be another 1.5 to 2 years before it's published. The book I'm writing is called Vaishnav Culture, Etiquette and Behavior. Vaishnav means the body of Krishna. Because there are many fine points of culture which still some people today in India practice them, which they're very helpful for increasing our spiritual advancement. How devotees should behave with each other. Actually, you'll find this Vaishnav culture, many of the points are similar with traditional cultures all over the world. Because previously, all over the world, people were much more God-conscious than they are now. So, certain features such as understanding that the purpose of life is not simply to get money and enjoy life, but to satisfy God. The importance of following some principles to regulate our lives. Just like in our Krishna consciousness, we have four main principles. That is, no illicit sex, no meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication. These principles, to a greater or lesser extent, they were appreciated in cultures all over the world previously. Just like I was brought up in the Catholic tradition. So, same thing, they say no illicit sex, that means sex within marriage, only for the purpose of propagating children. And then even no meat eating, at least in my childhood, they used to say that on Fridays you should not eat meat. So they had the idea to restrict it.
Is shorthand?
No, it's long. I was wondering if they had shorthand in Russian. Shorthand is, in English they have a system of writing shorthand.
Yeah,
I'm just making signs.
She has her own style.
Okay.
And how long you are already accepted this renunciation?
Well, officially I accepted, I was admitted into the sannyas order of life 6 years ago. But before that I was living brahmachari life for 14 years. So there's not so much difference between the two. But when you take sannyas, it's firm commitment.
What is your... now, your relationship with your parents and all these things, can you meet them or something like this?
I can meet them, yeah. I haven't done so much. Because my mother is dead, but my father is living in England. So 2 years ago when I visited England, he came to see me. He came to visit me. And then last year when I went to England, he wasn't in England, so.
So your parents was not at all against your life?
No, actually, when I joined this movement, I'd already left home. I left home at age 17, and I joined this movement at age 18. But my father, he wasn't against it. He said that he wanted me to go to university. But he said, if I'm happy to join the Krishna Conscious Movement, then he's happy. And practically, you see, we have so many books. By deeply studying these books, even from the material point of view, our education is at least as good as any university education. I regularly go to universities and meet with the students, the professors, and discuss. Yeah,
but what kind of themes do you discuss with these people?
Well, we discuss philosophy of Krishna consciousness. We may discuss it from different angles according to their, to whichever line they're in. We get invited to speak in different colleges.
Нас приглашают в разные колледжи. For example, in which countries and what kind?
Well, I'm most of the year I spend in India. But I've spoken in, well, I've traveled in many different countries and I've spoken in universities in different countries also.
Maybe you can say some of the names.
I don't remember the exact name of the universities, but I've spoken in universities in Australia and Bangladesh, Ireland, Malaysia, Singapore, Burma, Thailand.
Universities invite you to give some lectures on this subject, but or you just come to speak with?
No, either we speak in the classroom or in the hostel, by arrangement.
So main work of yours is like?
I spend most of the year in the
So how is that you came to Russia?
Actually, I first came to Russia in 1986. That time there wasn't so much religious freedom as now. But our movement was going on, and occasionally some devotees would visit just to give some inspiration to our devotees who were struggling very much at that time.
Время от времени кто-то приезжал из-за рубежа, чтобы как-то вдохновить тех, кто здесь.
So I happened to be visiting Europe for the first time in six years. And there was some invitation to visit Russia, so I came. And at that time I saw that the Russian people, they're very enthusiastic for this. So I also became enthusiastic. But I didn't return again until last year.
Mm-hmm.
And finding a very good response in general.
Yeah.
Actually, our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, he predicted that Russians would become first-class theists. Now, we understand from Bhagavad Gita that everyone, they were born in this world previously, they've taken birth. So judging from the character of the Russian people, I'm sure that many of them, they were born in India in their last life. Many of them have very similar religious inclination.
Inclination to religion just in general, or?
Well, like India, Russia, there are so many different people of different characteristics, particularly the religious. Of course, we understand that ultimately no one is Russian, no one is Indian, no one is... Everyone is eternal soul, servant of God.
Some of the other people in Russia like also like see the some parallels between Russian and Indian.
Mm-hmm. Actually, of course, so many people are saying that that the pre-Christian culture of Russia was Vedic. In other words, it was the same as India. There are many words in Sanskrit from Russian. I hear when they're translating. Sahara means sugar, so. Sugar, that's also sugar, sahara, or sakara in Sanskrit. Or that word for your own is swayam. It's the same in Sanskrit.
You are speaking about the enthusiasm and all these things of the people who live here, but is it more in, you see the quantitatively it manifests or just qualitatively?
Both things are there. Many people are taking to Krishna consciousness here and taking to it seriously. So both things are there.
She's saying that now you're like in the midst of the like ruling forces of Christian and Muslim religions in this place of Russia. And then what you planning to somehow, in which way you planning to act so that there would be no sort somehow problems, even on the level of the just families and all these things?
Well, the nature of this world is that it's full of problems. You can't avoid problems. Whatever you do, there'll be some problem. And even if you do nothing, that will also create a problem. But we have to act in a sagacious manner.
What?
Means wise. Mm-hmm. We have to act in this world in a way that Krishna or God will be satisfied. Mm-hmm.
But she says in these places there was no other religions.
There were so many other things which were not there before. There were no German cars before. There is no rock and roll music. There's so many different cultural influences coming. So why not accept this? This is something. This is a contribution. We're contributing a way of life which you see so many young people. They're leading a very moral life based on God. Other cultural influences have come which are influencing young people to take drugs and do so many bad things.
She's saying that here the people who live here are quite simple and they may not understand this all these higher subjects, but she wanted to find out, she just don't want some problems to arise on this.
Well, we can explain the philosophy of Krishna consciousness very simply. His basic understanding is that the first thing to understand is that we are not these bodies. The body is temporary, but the soul is eternal. Therefore, we should act in such a manner that we will be eternally benefited, not just temporarily benefited. In other words, we should act for the uplift of the soul and not simply for the maintenance of the body. Now, as long as we're thinking in terms of the body, then we think in terms of the situation in which we are born in. Just like someone is born in a Christian family and he thinks that Christianity is best. Or someone is born in an Islamic family and he thinks Islam is best. Or someone thinks, I'm Russian and Russian is better than Tatar. And someone is born in a Tatar family and they think we are better than the Russians.
Practically not to talk even religious level. This is like...
Just like my mother's family is from Belfast. So, you know, there's been fighting there for many years between Protestants and Catholics. So, in the Protestant school, they teach that you must not believe in the Virgin Mary. It means you don't believe that she's a virgin. And then, if you believe that, you go to her. And in the Christian school, they teach that you must believe in the Virgin Mary. And if you don't believe in the Virgin Mary, you go to hell. So I was wondering what to do when I was a child. I don't know. One side says this and the other side says that. If I make a mistake, I'm finished forever. I was thinking maybe I should sit in the middle of the road between the Catholic school and the Protestant school. And if I see God coming, I'll just see which side he goes to and run in that side. In other words, everyone's speaking dogmatism. Unless you follow this path, you'll go to hell. We're not teaching them. We're teaching love of God. But we should love God for the sake of loving him. Not out of fear of hell. And it's not that simply by having a label, if you have "I am a Muslim" painted on your head, that automatically you are saved from condemnation. Or if you have "I am a Christian" written on, with a tattoo on your forehead, God's going to favor you. But God favors those who sincerely surrender to him and love him.
So, what do you decide about this problem of the Almighty?
Well, there may be some problem. That may be unavoidable. No, just when you try to raise people to a higher level, they may protest. It happened with Muhammad, it happened with Jesus Christ. When they preached, they had to have so much opposition. But in course of, despite the difficulties they went through and the fact that people misunderstood them, their contribution to the world remains. So sometimes even to do something good, you may have to face the condemnation of people who don't understand you. Yeah. Even in the New Testament, we find that Jesus Christ was asked the same thing about breaking up families. And he said, I have not come to join families together. He said, I have come to turn son against father and father against son. Many of the apostles, they were fishermen. They were living at home with their families. But Jesus Christ came and said, hey, give it up and come and follow me. He himself left his family. Preach.
But if you're not she said that it cannot be like for everybody.
No, that's true. Actually, theoretically, anybody can take it.
But we're not expecting that the whole world. We preach it to everybody. So of course, ultimately it's up to the individual to take it up. But people shouldn't be afraid. They should see this is a good contribution. So many young people, they've got a purpose to their life.
What you can give, what you can give for the simple people? What is your contribution to say for the mass of the people?
For simple people, educated people, whatever, the contribution is the same. We can teach a way of life that by which they, in their practical life, they can take up practices which will bring them love of God. Anybody, you don't have to be very educated to take up.
So it is, does not mean that. They should live like you in this house.
No, most of the members of the Krishna consciousness in Russia are people who live at home. Not only Russia, all over the world.
So this is not like, a must that you have to live in there.
Not at all. Many people some people want to join and we tell them not to. Depends on their situation. Personally, people who have, people who are married with family responsibilities, I never recommend them to.
Yeah, even then you can do
that. That's not our philosophy. Mm-hmm.
She's saying that, for example, she knows that in your temple one cannot go become a brahmachari until he reached like his level of like independent man. And she says, but her husband is like he become a monk also, a Christian monk, and then it's allowed for the Christians
at a young age. No, they can join younger also with their parents.
So she says, can you say something about what is the difference between your organization and all these sects of Japanese and all these things, which is like now?
Yeah, many people ask you about this Japanese.
You will have to speak about this again and again because there is some like.
To tell the truth, I never heard of this Japanese until I came to Russia. So it's a little difficult for me to say anything about it.
To speak about this again and again because there is.
To tell the truth, I never heard of this Japanese till I came to Russia. So it's a little difficult for me to say anything about it. But basically, our movement, it is based upon the Vedic literatures, which are literatures given by God at the time of creation, and they teach a way of life which by living, one can live in this world peacefully and develop his mind. So there are many different organizations, but most of them are simply based on some imagination. They don't have any basis in scripture. Real religion must have its basis in scripture. Because religion means that which is given by God. Religion cannot be made up.
She's saying that not so many of the intelligent class of the people in Russia, they know about this Vedic literature and culture. And maybe there is a need of some lectures or some series of preaching programs for them, so that they would understand this. Да, конечно.
There are many things which need to be done. Our movement is quite new here.
Ну я вот, конечно, где здесь? В России?
Да, you mean in Russia?
Yeah, I mean, it's only been able to work openly for the last few years.
So what is goals? What do you think? The goal is so that as much as possible people would join or what is?
No, our goal is not the people. We're not so much concerned whether people join or not. The goal is that the members of the organization will individually develop their love of God. And anyone who becomes interested in this, that they should develop their level. We're not particularly interested with counting how many numbers are there, but we want to see how much people are developing their level. Even if someone's Christian, Muslim, whatever, we don't say to them to give that up. Yeah, whichever religious practice you're doing, if you develop that more and more to the level of pure love of God, that is the perfection of love. So, our goal in working in society is to give knowledge to society so that people can understand these basic facts that our real life is in relationship and simply to endeavor for materialistic gains is not very intelligent because even the animals, they're also interested in sense gratification. So a human being should develop his consciousness more than that of the animal. He should understand who is God, what is my relationship with him? How to develop that relationship?
How financially this movement is like arranged, she says. Because you yourself like live in quite a still life, but you bring so much books and all these things. How you arrange for this?
Well, that's the principle of our movement.
that everything should be used for the glorification of Krishna. That for ourselves, we don't need to live a very comfortable life. But we should use whatever facilities are there for glorification. So our centers, financially, they're autonomous. In other words, each center has to look after its own affairs. Mm-hmm. And most of our centers in Russia, they maintain their activities, different forms of income. One of the main forms of income is by selling of these books. The books are printed in Moscow, and they're sold at 50% more than the wholesale price. 100% more than the wholesale price. They're printed in large quantities, so they become
quite cheap.
So with that profit, our centers are maintained. And there are other donations also. Miscellaneous donations. Someone may come and give a plate of potatoes, something like this.
You already so long in Russia, maybe you was giving, you know, in all of your life, you was giving a lot of these interviews and something like this. She says.
No, I haven't given many of the interviews in Russia. This is only the second newspaper interview I've given.
Within
5 weeks in Russia.
She's saying that maybe I was not asked some interesting, important question, and maybe you know you want something to say.
No, the questions they're asking are the kind of questions that readers will ask. So we should, they may be having so many questions, so we should try to answer them. Even we may talk so many things, but it's just like when people first meet, they want to say, who are you, where are you from,
this like her newspaper is for the mass of the people, and this is like evening. She's saying that we need something so that explain to these people so that they would not be afraid of this like house in Kazan and to accept it quite a lot.
Yeah, I don't know why they're afraid. Yes. We just have one small little house here, and it's not as if we don't have 100,000 people joining us. But one thing is, people are taking notice, because even though our numbers are not many, they can understand. They can understand that this movement is significant. The message is significant. The way of life we lead, for people to follow such a way of life, it means they must have some conviction. If it was just fanaticism, they couldn't stay.
What kind? She says that people like become to start to admit the presence of the devotees and like this, they can see it. And then she's asking what kind of best way to preach to them. Maybe arrange for some schools or something.
Yeah, there are many different things.
Конечно, много разных вариантов. What is the most effective in the world?
The main thing we're doing, there are many different ways of propagating this message. The main thing we're doing is publishing many books to give the people the opportunity to understand this spiritual knowledge. There are many other things also.
But sometimes we have to explain this book because it's very hard conscious knowledge.
So for that purpose, we have regular classes in our temple here. Of course, our movement here in Kazan is a little less developed than in other places. So we haven't organized so many outside lectures in different
places.
Definitely, if there's any such invitation, we'll be quite willing to take it up. Either in different people's homes, or educational institutions, or whatever. Prisons, we go to so many prisons.
So, and we don't ask any payments? Huh?
No. If people like to give a donation, they're welcome. Not payment.
If somebody's... She's asking about you. You're reading these books on the in their original language, or just you read the translations?
I read the translations, but I read original language also. I'm also reading
it. And how long it was taking to you to study this language?
This took me about 2 years. But most of our members, they don't read. Because the same knowledge is given in English or Russian or whatever language.
And can you say that something is like missing in the translation? Language.
Because, of course, some poetical beauty that may be lost, but the philosophy and the truth, that is not missing. Of course, even when we discuss in English, if we're discussing some philosophical matters, we may use some Sanskrit words. Some concepts that they're properly conveyed in the original language. But ultimately, understanding spiritual knowledge doesn't depend on intellectual power, but it depends on one's sincerity and how much he's blessed by Guru and Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
Then he can understand. Even you'll find there are many great devotees in history who were illiterate.
Mm-hmm.
Because ultimately, we're teaching philosophy, but ultimately the point is our feeling, how we have developed our feeling.
Mm-hmm. You know something about the, like, if there was some, like, previously devotee, he preached or something. This, like, White Brothers, it's called, you know. She just, maybe you know something about
White
that.
Brothers?
Yeah.
White Brothers means Ku Klux Klan, huh? Is it?
No. This is other.
I don't know.
She was arranged for some bogus sect, something like, you know. Something like this of Chaitanya.
It
was very aggressive, this people. He arranged for some sect.
Just
this person. From Kiev. Maybe you don't know about him, but it was a lot of
So what's the question?
She was living that time also in Kiev, and she just wanted us to maybe know her.
No, I'm sorry.
Нет, извините, вообще не.
Sorry or not sorry, I don't know if I'm sorry. Maybe it's good, I don't know.
No, this is completely bogus statement.
It may be someone in bogus statement.
She's not like too much.
No, I'm sorry. Usually around this time of day, morning I was working on some writing, and usually around this time of day I relax.
If you write some book, is it how fast it become printed?
That's another whole saga. She's also writing. She, of course, their writing is they write today and in the evening it's but. When I write a book, I make a first draft, and then I send it to different experienced devotees for their opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And then based on their comments, I make different adjustments.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it's getting it ready for the press, proofreading, and so design, and so many, and then actually printing it, it's a big saga. One thing I can say that every book, it always takes longer to write than I thought think it would. Actually, on the computer, it tells you how many hours each file. I didn't add it up. This book's about 150 files so far. There's more coming.
So how old you are now?
38.
She's saying that although you are like renounced in your position, what kind of things in this world give you like happiness and all these things? What is your like?
The only happiness is our service to Guru and Krishna. We don't go to the cinema, we don't go for holidays to the Black Sea or anywhere else. We take pleasure in
maybe some music or something.
Yeah, music, chanting Hare Krishna. Krishna consciousness means it's a different level of existence. It generates its own kind of pleasure.
But from a person outsider, it's like hard to understand.
That's true in so many cases, just like with scientists, different scientists, they may discuss some points of physics, and outsiders they can't understand. Some people, they take interest in some obscure sport like falconry. You know what that is?
What is it?
Falconry means they have this bird, the hawk.
Yeah.
So for other people to understand why they're interested, they may not understand.
Physics is like some kind of few people in this world, but you're saying that you're giving to all the people.
Well, it is true, because everyone is potentially a devotee of Krishna. So we're offering everybody this alternative. But at the same time, we expect that those who are most pious, they will take to Krishna. That is stated in Bhagavad Gita. There's one verse, Manushyanam Sahasreshu Kaschid Yatati Siddhya Yati Kamati Siddhanam Kaschin Mam Vititavatam. Krishna says that out of thousands among men, one may be interested in understanding the Absolute Truth. Yeah. And even of those who are on the path of understanding the Absolute Truth, hardly one knows Krishna fully in truth. So anyone can take to Krishna consciousness. But we don't expect everybody to.
Because of this, you're not so much planning to, you know, like,
Let's see, we are simply doing our duty as servants of Krishna. And Krishna, everything is in his hands. So many people may join also.
She's saying that this happiness of serving Krishna, which you like consider your main happiness, she's saying, no, only happiness. And then she says this happiness comes after some years of serving Krishna.
No, immediately. Otherwise no one would stay here. If we ask people that you don't eat meat, you rise early in the morning, you take a shower, you spend all the time engaging Krishna's service, we can't get people to do that even by paying them. If they feel from their heart that they're happy to do this.
She's saying that she's like also like rising early and taking bath every day, and she doesn't take any meat, but she's like in the worldly sphere, and then she's
To dedicate your life fully in this, that means you must be experiencing something. You must be getting some happiness from that. Otherwise you can't continue.
So you don't say that these people who live outside in your movement, they you don't ask them to wear such kind of clothes in their ordinary life or something.
No.
But you consider them like part of your movement anyway.
Yeah, whoever is chanting Hare Krishna. Whoever chants Krishna's name, we congratulate him.
She's saying that what about women in your movement? What is their like role and what kind of position they can achieve in your movement?
Their role is to serve Krishna. And the topmost position they can achieve is to be a pure devotee of Krishna, seeing both for men and for women.
What is this food for life? What is the meaning of this food for life in this movement?
Yeah, food for life means we distribute prasadam. Prasadam means food offered to Krishna. So if you take that food, you get spiritual benefit that enhances your spiritual life.
What kind of... What is the basis of this food? What is the most important element of this food?
The most important element is that it's cooked with love for Krishna.
No, it's vegetarian food.
This is vegetarian.
Yeah, must be vegetarian.
Yeah, конечно, обязательно. Style of cooking is like somehow modern, or you try to follow this long years, like previously tradition, or you just cook in modern style?
I think mostly here they're cooking Russian style. I don't know what modern means exactly. I guess that means non-Russian.
Maybe you can say something about Indian style of cooking. What is the main?
Yeah, the ingredients, of course. Some Indian people are vegetarian, some are non-vegetarian. But as far as we are concerned, we take foods from grains, vegetables, sugar, fruits, milk products, and they can be cooked in many, many unlimited varieties of
food. In India, of course, it is.
Here also can be done. Mm-hmm. I learned to cook Indian style in London before I came to India. Mostly in the West, people, they don't have much idea of cooking. Very stereotyped. Okay, I was a vegetarian also before I joined this movement. But I was surprised when I came to the Hare Krishna. They had so many varieties of wonderful food. Yes.